Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Samakund Radha Kundi Govardhan Ki Vrindavan Ki Mai Pranavidam Ki Puri Dam Ki Tulsi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki. All glory to some devotees, all glory to some devotees. Glory to Shiva and Gauranga Gopinandi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Chayano Pirale Nashta Praesha Bhadresha Unicham Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki. So reading the third chapter, second chapter, verse 15. So Shanta Rupe Shvitarai Swarupaya Abhyadyamane Shranukampitatma Paravaresho Mahadamsha Yukto Yajopi Jato Bhagavan Yatagmi Shanta Rupe Shitarai Sarupaya Abhyadyamane Shranukampitatma Paravaresho Mahadamsa Yukto Yajo pijato bhagavan yatagni. Sarsanta rupe svitarai sarupai. Abhyadhyamane svanukampitatma. Paravare so mahat angsa yukto. Yajo pijato bhagavan yatagni. Santa Rupeshu. Unto the peaceful devotees of the Lord. Itara. Others. Non-devotees. Swarupai. According to their own modes of nature. Abhyadhyamaneshu.
Being harassed by.
Anukampita Atma. The all compassionate Lord. Para avara. Spiritual and material.
Isham.
Controller. Mahat Anshayukta. Accompanied by a plenary portion of Mahatattva.
He certainly.
Aja. The unborn. Api. Alva. Jata.
Is born.
Bhagavan. The personality of Godhead.
Yata.
As if. Agni.
The fire.
Translation, the personality of Godhead, the all-compassionate controller of both spiritual and material creations, is unborn. But when the restriction between his peaceful devotees and persons who are in the material modes of nature, he takes birth just like fire, accompanied by the Mahatattva. Report. The devotees of the Lord are by nature peaceful because they have no material hankering. A liberated soul has no hankering, and therefore he has no lamentation. One who wants to possess also laments when he loses his possessions. Devotees have no hankering for material possessions and no hankering for spiritual salvation. They are situated in the transcendental loving service of the Lord as a matter of duty, and they do not mind where they are or how they have to act. Karmis, Gyanis, and Yogis do not all hanker to possess some material or spiritual assets. Karmis want material possessions. Gyanis and Yogis want spiritual possessions. But devotees do not want any material or spiritual assets. They want only to serve the Lord anywhere in the material or spiritual worlds that the Lord desires. And the Lord is always specifically compassionate towards such devotees. The Karmis, Gyanis, and Yogis have their particular mentalities and the modes of nature, and therefore they're called Iptara, or non-devotees. The Iptaras, including even Yogis, sometimes harass the devotees of the Lord. Vibhasa Muni, a great yogi, harassed Maharaj Ambarish because the latter was a great devotee of the Lord, and the great Karmi and Gyani Haranakashipu even harassed his own Vaishnava son, Prahlad Maharaj. There are many instances of such harassment of the peaceful devotees of the Lord by the Iptaras. When such friction takes place, the Lord, out of his great compassion towards his dear devotees, appears in person accompanied by his plenary portions, controlling the Mahatattva. The Lord is everywhere in both material and spiritual domain, and he appears for the sake of his devotees when there is friction between his devotee and the non-devotee. As electricity is generated by friction of matter anywhere and everywhere, the Lord, being all-pervading, appears because of the friction of devotees and non-devotees. And Lord Krishna appears on a mission. All his plenary portions accompany him. When he appeared as the son of Vasudeva, there were differences of opinion about his incarnation. Some said he is the Supreme Personality of God, and some said he is an incarnation of Narayana. Others said he is the incarnation of Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, but actually he is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. And Ryan, the Purushas, and all other incarnations accompany him to function as different parts of his pastime. Mahat Ansa Yukta indicates that he is accompanied by the Purushas who create the Mahatattva. It is confirmed in the Vedic hymn, Mahantam Vibhum Atmanam. Lord Krishna appeared just like electricity when there was friction between Kamsa and Vasudeva and Ugrasena. Vasudeva and Ugrasena were the Lord's devotees, and Kamsa, representative of the Karmis and Gyanis, was a non-devotee. Krishna, as he is compared to the sun. He first appeared from the ocean of the womb of Devaki, and gradually satisfied the inhabitants of the places surrounding Mathura, just as the sun enlivens the lotus flower in the morning. After gradually rising to the meridian of Dvarka, the Lord set like the sun, placing everything in darkness, as described by Uddhava. Om Gyana Tamlanda Shyaginanjana Sharakaya Chakshavalitam Jena Tasvai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manavishtam Tapitam Jena Bhutale Fayanupatadanyandadati Sarpadantikam Bandiham Shigaro Shirtapatakamalam Shigurum Vaishnavam Shah Shirupam Sagodatam Sahagana Raghunatam Yutantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shiva Shatam Yutam Shah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadhigaya Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sushanta Rupe Shvitarai Sarupa Abhyadyamane Shama Kampita Ma Parabre Shumaharam Sayukto Yajo Pijato Bhagavan Yatagni. Personality of God, as the all-compassionate controller of both the spiritual and material creations, is unborn. But when there's friction between his peaceful devotees and persons who are in the material modes of nature, he takes birth just like fire accompanied by the Mahatattva. So the words in this verse, course, they're not just words, they're put together in a very amazing way. But this Santa Rupe, those of us who are familiar with conversation between Kapila Dev and his mother, Devahuti, he addresses his mother as Santa Rupe. Nakahachin Matara Santa Rupe. Nangshanti no Nimisho Lady Haiti. So in that verse, I probably left that out of it. He describes his mother as Santa Rupe, and probably gives a further definition of this word. It means to have spiritual possessions. Shanta means peaceful. So Shanti Madhigachati. Ashanta Shikuto Shukam. That's one of the second canto verses where Krishna says that one whose mind is not steady cannot have peace, and without peace then you cannot get happiness. Just like when the expert devotees are selling books, they ask people, do you want peace? Do you want happiness? So the some of the verses that describe peace and happiness, they can show them also. See, this says right here, you will get peace and happiness. Sharanam Gacha. Throughout Bhagavad Gita, this comes up. Bokdaram Yagatapasam Sarvalokamahesham. Shanti. You will get peace. This is the peace formula. This, how to become peaceful. Apuryamanam Achalapitista. Interesting that he read the Prabhupada speaking with this guy who was saying how we would merge. So that also given in the second chapter of the Gita, that as the rivers are flowing into the ocean, the ocean is like your mind, Krishna's describing. So when a river flows into an ocean, even if it's a giant river, the ocean is never disturbed. So Krishna gives that as a wonderful example right second chapter. Apuryamana means always being filled. Apurya means filled. Apuryamana achala. Achala means not disturbed. So the devotee who takes to Krishna consciousness, especially Prabhupada stresses chanting. Chanting. Some places he'll just say, this chanting and devotional service. You must take this up. So in that verse, Krishna is describing Apuryamana achala patishtam. Achala. It's never disturbed. Achala Pritchan. Samudramapa Prabhashanti Yadva. Tadva Kama Yam Prabhashanti. Sashanti Maknoti Kama Kami. But those who are full of material desires, they cannot achieve peace, Krishna says. And the very next verse, he describes that in more detail again. Vihaya Kamanya Sarvam Kuman Saratina Spriha. Nirmama nirahankara, just like here in this purport. When one gets his spiritual assets, he doesn't have any desire for material assets because he's nirmama, nirahankara. Mama means mine. Maham iti manyate. Everyone's thinking, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. Kama vikama maniapapatam prasanga. One desire after another. They want to become happy in this material world by possessing something which is not theirs. Because near mama, the devotee knows it's not his, and also nirahankara, near mama, nirahankara, and sashanti madhigachati. Then he attains peace. So as the more one hankers after material things, the less peace he will get. They're thinking we'll get peace. So Prabhupada stresses in this purport also itara. Itara taschati spagbhagyat. This means others. It has, according to the verses, it means it's something different. But Prahlad Maharaj uses this word in his prayers. He describes Faham Raja Prabhava Ishitamo, because Prahlad Maharaj is a wonderful example, because he's born in, as is mentioned here, Hiranyakashipu, and there's a great fire comes out of that, like it's described here in this verse. It comes like fire, Yatagni. So So when there's a conflict, so this is one of the great examples in Seventh Canto in the Bhagavatam. When there's conflict between Prahlad, who's so peaceful, he has, from his birth, he has no desire for anything. Gadgadayavacha, before he offered his prayers to Narasingadeva, he was described as prema gadgadaya. He was fixing his mind on this thing, and he was full. Everyone was very fearful, even Lakshmi Devi, of Narasingha. We can't even imagine. The description is there. Prahlad Maharaj also gives it, that by your roaring, then all the elephants are fleeing, and so many things. But Prahlad Maharaj, prema gadgadaya, he was in this mood of prema, what to speak of shanta. There's so many rasas described. So in the beginning, one had the first is shanta. The devotees have to be first in shanta, then dasa. There's a primary rasas of relation with Krishna. So Kapila Dev describes that also in that verse to his mother, shanta rupe. Because these spiritual possessions can never be destroyed. Nang shanti no nimisho lady heiti. Not by any weapon, not by time, nimisho. It cannot be destroyed, these spiritual assets. Material things are constantly being destroyed, one after another, one after another. So many types of destruction are described in 12th canto, there's description. And annihilation. Finally, at Yamtika, finally, there's occasional annihilation. There's annihilation of the body, and everything's being annihilated, one thing after another. Finally, there's total annihilation of this whole material world. So as long as one can think of Bhagavatam, especially, instructions of Bhagavatam, he can become peaceful, meditating on the verses. Why am I striving for all these material things? It will be destroyed. Even ordinary persons, they get this smashana vairagya. Whole Bhagavatam is meant for vairagya. We're reading so many amazing stories, even in every canto, about big, big kings, Priyavrata, Prithu Maharaj, demons like Haranyakashipu we mentioned here. But ultimately, the instruction is from beginning, middle, and end, whole Bhagavatam is meant for renunciation. Vairagya kena sanyate. Adi madhya vasane shu vairagya sanyate. Described there. That Shukadeva Goswami, he's full of compassion. As described here, Krishna is full of compassion. All the devotees are following in his footsteps. Even something is destroyed. In Brahma's prayers, he describes this anukampa. Here, anukampa means, you find the word compassion might be coming in there also. You can remember this word easily because it has the word compassion. But Krishna is the most compassionate, anukampa. Tate nukampam sushamikshaman bunjani vatmakatam ripakam. Whatever happens, devotee is always, Prabhupada described a very important verse that sushamikshaman sees, he sees and he tolerates this material world and he, with his body, mind, and word. And what is the result is that then he becomes resident of the spiritual world, like Vaikuntha or Galoka Vrindavan. Sadaya Bhakti becomes a recipient of this mercy. In one of the nutshell verses of Gita, who can say, Gyanadipena Bhashvata, what is the first that verse? Anukampartam. Keshameva Anukampartam. Anukampartam. Nasyamat Vabhavasto. Gyanadipena Bhashvata. Gyanadipena means the light, the torch of transcendental knowledge. And so this light is coming from like this Agni. Agni means like fire. So the light, similar, you're getting the light of Krishna consciousness. So first Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhavo, matak sarvam. Everything comes from me. whatever you see is coming. And this, he says also, being unborn, ajopi shanavyayatma. Another, so many verses in Gita where it describes, although I am unborn, ajopi shanavyayatma. And the ordinary living entities are also described as ajo nitya. Who knows the verse? Ajo nitya shastako yam paramo. Anyamani shariyare. So anyone who's a new devotee, new bhaktas, they have to study second chapter of the Gita. And you'll find all these verses are there where Krishna's describing the qualities of the soul. And ajo nitya shastako yam paramo anyamani. Cannot be killed. So the soul cannot be killed, and we are soul, therefore we're not killed. And all the other things are being destroyed right before our eyes, one thing after another. But Krishna says he also is unborn, but his unborn means that he's also the Lord of all the other unborns. Nityo Nityana. He's Nityo, but he's the chief Nityo, and we are all. He's supplying us with everything. Supplying all the unlimited entities. Bhutanam Ishvaro Pisam. Bhutanam Ishvaro. He's the Ishvara of everyone. And that's here. Paravare Sho. So it comes up all the time. And Paravara. Naisha Paravara Matir. In Prahlad's other verse, 27 prayers. After he describes that. Who am I? Kvaham Raja. I'm born, because he was identified. He thought, I'm a demon. Who am I to offer prayers? Those of us who are familiar with the seventh canto, then in the eighth chapter, then so many prayers were offered by different entities, devas, great beings who can offer prayers of Lord Brahma, Shiva, so many. But then Prahlad was pushed in front because Narasimha Deva was not satisfied yet. He was very angry. So, therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Kvaham, who am I? Kvaham Raja Prabhava Isha, the multi case. I'm in the mode of Tama and Rajagul. So, Prabhupada found this very appropriate, this story. It's always appropriate, but especially in the, anywhere in the material world. But in the Western world, he applied that because they have very little chance to come out of the lower modes. Tadara jashtamo bhava kamalovadesh chaitay taranavidam. Prabhupada invoked different verses when he wrote on the Jaladuta on the boat. He could just see out the skyline of the Western world, and he was inspired to write some poetry. So he described evam jananda patitam, and he used Prahlad Maharaj's prayers like that. Or at least one, but I'm sure he was thinking of all the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. So Prahlad Maharaj is expressing that I'm the motive. How can I satisfy na Brahmano, na Bhavashya, even Brahma and Lord Shiva, they couldn't satisfy. How am I supposed to satisfy? Ivate Prashava. But in his next statement, he describes this very same word, Paravara. Naisha Paravara Matir Bhavatonam, that Krishna doesn't distinguish between the lower and higher. Naisha Paravara Matir Bhavatonam Ushyanti Jata. He's Surido, he's the friend of all, doesn't matter. Suridam Sarabhutanam. So therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says in that verse, Naisha Paravara Matir Bhavatonam. He says, Sam Sevaya Suratori Bhavatonam. How is there any distinguishing? No, but he says, according to anyone's service, Sam Sevaya Surata Rivi Kashada, one gets this mercy. The word mercy is used in that verse. He gets the mercy of Krishna, depending on his service, not on any material qualification. Of course, sometimes that helps. If one is very wealthy, he can offer so much, he might get. But if one is, doesn't matter, because Krishna says in Gita that patram pushpam palam toyam. How is that? Even if you give a leaf, a tulsi leaf. Advaitacharya, he called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's simply offering lotus the saucy leaf and some ganga jar. How is that? And he's talk about Amsa, Advaita Charya Ishvara. He's Ishvara. But still, he showed that example. Avatiyanok Shama, Ha, Characharapatir. He's Characharapatir, Advaita Charya. He's also Amsa. That means he's the Lord's Hasiteshvara. He's the Lord of his wife, Sita, but also Hasiteshvara Characharapatir. Patir means he's the Father, Lord, Ham Bija Pratapita, the Lord of moving and not moving, all living entities. Still, he offered just by offering just that. So, what to speak of us, that we also can offer Tulsi leaf. Any small thing. Ha ha chara ha siteshvara chara chara patir goravati nakshama. So he's Amsa, but he also calls. He's described as the Mahavishnu Jagatkarta. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears, he appears with so many of his Amsa. Krishna Varam Krishna Krishna Sangopangastrapa. When Krishna appears, he has weapons, serious weapons. If you happen to be like Shishupal or one of those characters, Pandraka, you will experience, still you'll get the mercy. All those on the battle of Kurukshetra described by Bhishma, they got the mercy by seeing Krishna with his chariot wheel. So all the wonderful words here, Bhagavan. We know the definition of Bhagavan, Aishvarasya Charav, Aishvarasya, Samadrasya Vyavyasya, full strength, he's Bhagavan. So the simple definition of Bhagavan, Krishna. Paravaresho Maharamsa Yukto, Vashantarupai Svitarai Sarupai. And there the word is given here, Sarupai, according to their own modes of nature. The all-compassionate controller of both spiritual and material creation is unborn, but when there's friction between the peaceful devotees and those in the material modes of nature, he takes perfect fire. So the devotees are by nature peaceful. So I think we read that, Kishore read the qualification 26 qualities of the devotee. One of them is Shanta. Who can say the 26 in Bengali? Pran? No, he couldn't say. Anyway, they're given in Bhagavatam. Where are they given in Bhagavatam? I forgot. 11th canto. Krishna gives directly. But they're summarized again in the Bengali by Kaviraj Goswami, 26 qualities. And so he has no anger, especially he's very kind. Maitra, Karuna, he's full of Karuna. Ultimate Karuna means Jak Karuna Kataksha by Bhagavatam is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again. Parama Karuna, Paudvijana, so full of mercy. Anukampita. So Karuna is another word to say this mercy. Parama Karuna, Paudvijana, Nitai Gora Chan. So we worship them. Gora Pahuna Bhaji. But devotees always feeling like in the mood. Often they feel like Narottam Das Thakur prays that what's that verse? I just said Gora Pahul Nabhajin. I didn't worship. He's lamenting. Material world means we're lamenting, like Prabhupada mentions here. What is that? Shochiti Nakanchiti. Shochati means always lamenting. Therefore, what is the need of lamentation? In the very beginning of Gita, Krishna is telling Arjuna why you're lamenting. Even if you think that this body is only material, it's just chemicals, why would anyone lament over that? Don't lament over some loss of chemicals, might be worth something. Your organs might, nowadays they can transplant your organs, so it's worth more. We used to say that it's only worth like $1.50 or something, but it's worth more. Materially, but still, it's not much. Why are you lamenting over that? And Kamsa, another one mentioned here. When Vasudev, that's another. Fire, it comes out like fire. So when Vasudev is so peaceful that even Kamsa accepts his word. He says, that's okay. He wants to pacify. He's able to pacify Kamsa, the biggest demon. Just imagine. He said, I will deliver all my sons to you. But because he's so peaceful, emanating so much peace, because he has no material desire. Vasudev. So from Vasudev comes Vasudev. Vasudev is Krishna, and his father is Vasudev. So Vasudeva Shabditam, Shantam. We want to develop peace. We meditate on all these pastimes. They become more and more relishable. How? What did Vasudeva? One of the things he told Krishna, Saha. He said, "Your death is already born. Your death is already born." Ajavabda. What is it? Ajavabda Satante Cha. Mrityo Vai Praninam. Deha. Mrityo Vai Praninam. Rubam. That's it. Mrityo. He told them. Vira, he called Kamsa, he was flattering him. He said, oh, Mrityu Janmavatam Vira. Vira means hero. You're such a great hero, oh Kamsa. And he was thinking, yes. He was thinking he was a hero. But at the same time, he's telling him, giving him such good instruction that your death is already born with your body, Saha. And he said, Ajavabda, today or tomorrow or in 100 years, Shatanti, you'll have to die. So the Kamsa is a great example of a materialistic, probably gives him some credit, gives the demons credit in his purport as karmis and jnanis. Usually we just think them as demons, but Ravana was a great jnani also. And here, Hanuman, Kashipu, and Kamsa, they're all given this credit. So, devotees know how to flatter. So Vasudev, he flattered him. Oh, great hero. But why are you so attached? Hey, Sarava Sakalameva Hayadura. Prabodhananda Saraswati, in a similar mood, he's flattering how to preach. He's giving instruction that, hey, Sarava Sakalameva Hayadura. Chaitanya Chandra Charane Kurutan Ragam. If you speak anyone and you want to make some good impression, Prabhupada prescribed it, that you flatter them. And I'm sure all preachers, book distributors are expert at that. What do you tell? Anyway, so he said, hey, but Prabhupada Saraswati is so great a poet, he's describing it very wonderfully. Hey, sadhu, you're sadhu. Of course, you can say it in English also. You are very, what do you tell them? You ever tell them that they look like sadhu? Like,
I tell them. Saintly.
You tell them that? Not often. But Prabodhananda Saraswati, just like Vasudev, he's so peaceful. He's flattering Kamsa. Mrityu Janmavatam Vira Sahena Jayate. Your death is certain, is born with you. You will die. Why are you so attacked? You were such a great person. I'm crying. Prabhupada says, I'm crying. Kaku shatam. With a straw in my teeth. Dante ni daya na kambadeo na pacha. Falling down. So we're falling down. We don't have power like Vasudev. But he felt totally powerless. How would he stop this demon from killing his wife? He didn't know. So therefore he gave him good instruction. After a while, Kamsa also had good instruction. Because he got purified. This is the mission. Sukadeva Goswami, Sangsarinam, Karunayaha, Purana Guyam. He spoke this out of compassion, mercy. This Purana Guyam, it is Rahasyam, Yeka Uttamam. Very confidential Purana. There's so many Puranas, but especially two or three of them, they glorify Bhagavad Purana so much. So our business is simply to
study it, read it, and speak it. Gunati, three types of persons are purified by hearing it. Materialists describe by Shukadeva Swami, Shutabhyam, Trispa Shutabhyam Yatpa Pam Janam Apina, Kroti Bhuya Vivisha Paishkitam. They try in a materialistic way. Shukadeva Goswami was describing to Maharaj Pariksit in the beginning of sixth canto that first Maharaj Pariksit was so full of mercy, full of compassion. He heard the whole fifth canto, fourth, third, second, first, everything he heard. Now, at the end of fifth canto, he heard all about the different hells, the 21, 28 hells, I forget. Sub-hells, I'm sure there's one for everybody there. Therefore, he said, Aduneha Mahabhaga, oh, Shukadeva, you're the most fortunate person. Because you're free of any material desire. That's why he's the most fortunate. Not that you're most fortunate if you have $20 billion. No. Niskinchananam nipanat yagdanavati. Those who have nothing, that is their wealth. The wealth of those, the sadhus, is that they have nothing. Kinchana. Akinchana. So, therefore, he asked, he implored Shukadeva, tell me now, you're the most fortunate person. They're all going Naraka, hell. How can you save right now? Now, here, this moment. I can't wait. Of course, he couldn't wait. He only had a few days to live. Tell me right now. Still, Shukadeva was saying, well, you know, there's Prayaschitta and so many things you can do. But no. Tatparusha Nishevaya. Best thing is immediately do service for the pure devotee. Tatparusha Nishevaya. Service. Otherwise, we'll be doing service here in this material world. Only choice. Either spiritual service, or you'll be doing, have to do some type of service. Prabhupada often would say you have to serve your cat, dog, or your relatives. A mundane relatives. When we're doing service for relatives and they're devotees, then we can do transcendental service. Kirtan, bhajan, shastra, anything like that. Become spiritual. But if we are surrounded by, like Prahlad Maharaj says, in a dungeon of demons, or he says, evam janam napatitam prabhavahi kupi. Prabhavahi kupi means a well of snakes, and he would literally put in a well of snakes and a dungeon of snakes. But how can I give up the service of Narada Muni, who's my guru? I cannot. So therefore Prabhupada invoked that verse because he could not give up the service of his guru. And what was that order? What was that service? Go speak in the many people were instructed to go to the West. But immediately Prabhupada came and he wasn't even finished paying obeisances. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, he and his friend, they just paid obeisances. And before they could come up, he's already said, you're learned in English, you should preach. Just imagine. Prabhupada was impressed. Whoa. Still, he made some argument, but didn't turn out. He was defeated. And very happily. So Prabhupada said, maybe it took me 40 years, still. Actually more than 40, like 43. I think he got instruction in 1922 and then in 1965. Okay, so any comments, questions? Microphone for sale.
So when we hear that the Bhagavatam, it's meant for renunciation, it sounds very daunting, you know?
It's what?
It sounds very daunting.
What was the first thing you said?
Pardon? That in the Bhagavatam, it's meant for renunciation.
Oh, wow.
But then, you know, we see some of the sages who really, you know, practiced renunciation, Durvasa or Shabari Muni, and how difficult that was, but But really, it's param vishvamivartate, right? That one gets a higher taste, and then it's easy to give up things that are lower than that higher taste. Is that correct?
I think we have to look at Ambarish. What was he doing? Sabhaimana Krishna Padara Vindeo Vachanki Vaikunta Gunanavana. The mind is so active, rather than like the genie going here and there, Ambarish, let's know all of it. What did Ambarish do? Yeah, let's memorize that. So that we for sure are not going to fall into becoming like, want to become like Durvasa. Durvasa literally means what? Something.
What does it mean?
Dur means difficult and vasa. There's explanations are given. Many times the names of the different people have the perfect name for what they are, you know. Anyway, but so Durvasa, we don't want to become like Durvasa. Talk about time. He was being chased by the...
How long?
Huh? 1 year he's being chased by the time factor, which is the wheel. What is it called? Sudarshan. So the Sudarshan chakra means the wheel of time, and Darshan means to see. So it sees you, it sees all of us. It's taking away, shortening the life, as it's described in some of these verses, shortening the life. Ayo harati vai pungsan ujanastan, day and night, aharnisha, chidyamanam. Krishna describing in 11th canto that whole ratrais chidyamanam, one should be shaken with fear that, oh, my life is, people are just very relaxed, casual, oh, I'll enjoy sitting by a swimming pool. No, Krishna says, those asadus, ahaurait rais chidyamanam, they're shaking, they're very concerned that my life is being taken away. So this means intelligent, that we're concerned, but we're shaking with fear, but we're very peaceful, so you figure it out. Krishna says, go. Anything else?
One lecture, Prabhupada said, Vairagya means renunciation. Renunciation means the result of genuine spiritual emotion. So it's not really like austerity only. It is actually developing love for the Lord. That's how Prabhupada said. Renunciation means...
Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Praja Janayatyasu Vairagyam Gyanam Charyad. So all these Gyanis, there are so much... But in the beginning, Sutta Goswami is telling Shaunaka, all the sages, if you do Vasudeva Bhakti, then Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga, and you get Bhakti Yoga, Janayatyasu, then automatically you'll get your Vairagya. No need to go out and lay on a bed of nails, and enter into the fire, or whatever you want to do. We don't see too many people entering fire these days. Okay, microphone man, yeah. Hey, Mr. Microphone man. It's supposed to be on.
Yesterday I was like, and as it is sometimes, for whatever reason, you have to make yourself scarce and hide. So I go door to door when somebody's coming looking for me, I just go in the store. So I went in the store, and it happened to be a head shop, and there was an Indian there, a young Indian named Raj. So I go up to him, I go, hey, Raj, you Gujarati? And he goes, yeah. And I go, Srinath G. Key? And he goes, jai. You know, he had neck beads and a little strings on him. He was nice, you know, not a young guy, maybe in his 20s. So I give him the Gita, and he goes, oh, namaskar, Hare Krishna, thank you so much. And we're talking. And he goes, wait a minute. And he reaches from the shelf below, and he said, we just purchased this store a week ago. And he said, and everything was left in here. And he pulls out two Krishna books, the big silver ones.
Were there from the previous owners.
I gave the guy the Gita. And he goes, here, have you seen this? And I said, yeah, I saw that. And he goes, well, I want you to take it and share it with, because I told him, he said, I know Gita. And I said, of course you know Gita. Share it with some people that don't know Gita. And he said, all right, I will. So he gives me two Krishna books. They were still wrapped. And he goes, here. And I said, where did you get them? And he said, I don't know. When we purchased the store, they were here. So I don't know. Somebody went in there and distributed some Krishna books. But that usually doesn't happen. Usually don't give an Indian a book, and then he goes, here, have a couple. I just had to share that.
That means the last owners.
It's inspirational. The last owners were Indian. He told me. He said the last owners were hidden.
They were in shrink wrap? Or they were? No. They might have read them in left.
No, these were shrink wrap. These were KBIs.
Oh, so they hadn't read them.
Hadn't been touched.
Should get the fingerprints to go find those people. Yeah, well, from 1970. No, they were changed. Krishna is unchanging. Anything else?
Can you talk a second before more austerity?
You want, go on, stand on one toe. You want us to step on your toe? All right, Srimad Bhagavatam.